another edition, an early edition of our Entrepreneur Insider. Thanks, guests, on behalf of GROW, Grand Rapids Opportunities for Women Doing Great Things in Our Own Backyard. As is my next guest, she was hired by GROW to extend all of the programs and services directly on the West Michigan Lakeshore, based at the GVSU Muskegon Innovation Hub, beginning back in May. Oh, you're, let's see, how many months is that, Karen Benson? You're well experienced. Look, you're even on the radio.
Yes, I'm here. Glad to be here.
Good that you are here. Karen Benson formerly accomplished so much there already, I know, and you continue to spread the good news each and every day with your meeting with community leaders, organizations, events, and more. But let's start with the basics. First of all, GROW, doing great things now on the lakeshore, even stronger. So tell me a little bit about the background and experience you bring to GROW.
I have had over 20 years experience in business and economic development, and in fact, in my earlier years with the Grand Haven Chamber, I was an SBD small business counselor certified, and so worked with small business clients for 16 years, and so I feel like I'm getting back on the bike and able to directly assist clients that GROW is very well prepared to do. They have a lot of technical assistance and microloan programs to assist these budding entrepreneurs and small business clients.
Now, again, your 16 years of small business counseling experience with all the right players, if I may, the Grand Haven Chamber, as you mentioned, Grand Haven Bank, Muskegon Area First. You worked with Burger Close in the right place, I see.
Yes, I did. I was there as their innovations director and spent about 3.5 years working with manufacturers, technology providers, engineers, and helping people spin out new products from companies.
Been in Grand Haven how long?
We have been in town since 85.
Little birdie tells me you have triplets.
Yes, we do. They're now 22 and kind of off on their own, but we're still happy to have them home whenever they want to be.
And that's an interview itself from day one of that experience. Congratulations to you. Is one a Laker?
Yes, one is here at Grand Valley in the computer science program and loving his experience.
Very cool. All right. Well, we digress because GROW established in 1989, and we'll celebrate 30 wonderful years come next year. So let's talk a little bit about GROW, if you can serve as that spokesperson.
Absolutely. I was fortunate to work with Bonnie in my role with the right place as the innovations director, and we were in that entrepreneurial ecosystem that you hear about so often, where there are so many great providers providing support services to these entrepreneurs, but many times they don't know that they're out there. So we're all directing traffic to these great resources. And so coming back and deciding to work with Bonnie, and they fortunately brought me on to represent GROW on the lakeshore. I live on the lakeshore. I worked in Muskegon for some time. And what that really means is that all these great resources are now available to people right there in their own backyard. They have been coming to Grand Rapids, but now they're a little bit closer in some cases.
And specific roles that you'll be working with and playing, again, a review of what GROW has established since its 30 wonderful years. Business lending and a microloan program, yes?
Yes, we are considered a community development financial institute, so we are a business lending organization with technical assistance, and we are there to provide loans from $2,500 up to $50,000. So if you just need that great piece of equipment or a new computer, working capital, we have a great fit, and we do not compete with our area lenders. We want to be that resource that after they've gone to the lenders and they might say, hey, just not yet, we're not ready for you yet, or it doesn't fit our portfolio, but please go talk to GROW. And then we will step in and work with them, and we can also be a gap lender for the banks.
Tell me about business counseling.
Business counseling can range from, I have an idea, help me get to where I need to go with that. It can be someone that has started but really wants to take their business to the next level. We will work on business plan preparation. We can help get them the marketing and mentors and coaches that they needed. GROW has an amazing portfolio of courses, workshops, training that they do on a regular basis. So if you just need to beef up your skills in the financial area, the marketing area, or some business basics, you can check out the events and the workshops on our website, which is growbusiness.org.
I'm even giving a workshop here in October if you really want to know. November
yes,
in Muskegon, yes. How about, let's go into networks, connections to resources here.
Well, we have, you know, as I mentioned earlier, that ecosystem, that kind of that crazy area out there where there's all these great resources, but most people don't even know where to start. Their head starts to spin. Mm-hmm. So we work in partnership and collaboration with all of the SCORE, SBDC, the Chambers of Commerce, Start Garden, all those great resources out there to do the first assessment. We say there's no wrong front door. So if you reach us, we will assess what your needs are, provide what we can, and then make a personal introduction to one of those other organizations so that those entrepreneurs and businesses can get the assistance that they need.
You know, the GROW is here in Grand Rapids based at the Y, and as we mentioned, you based at the Muskegon Innovation Hub. What's your address there?
We're at 200 Viridian Drive in Muskegon, and it's right the former Merrick facility. So we're just a stone's throw from downtown Muskegon and almost on the water.
Yeah. Nice view you have. More about your GROW Lakeshore, where you started again back in May and now full-time. You've had three successful workshops already?
We have. What a pattern and a system that GROW has had is each month here in Grand Rapids, they do a regular intro to GROW. Mm-hmm. And so we've modeled that, and we're doing it at least once a month now in Muskegon, which is intro to GROW. It's noon on the second Thursday of each month. We will hope to add an evening program to that. Mm-hmm. But what we describe to maybe 15, 20 entrepreneurs in the room is all of the things that GROW can provide to assist them, all of the other community resources that are out there. We have them introduce themselves in the dynamics that help that happen in that room sometimes between, oh, you're a photographer. I need that for this business, or I need a website. So the interaction that goes on in those rooms. And then we help them get those resources as to how do I register my business? How do I register the name, the domain, all of these things. And so it's a great kickoff to their experience as an entrepreneur in business. And that opens the door as a prerequisite to the business counseling. We can now meet one-on-one and talk about your specific needs as a business owner, get those needs fulfilled, get you some training, get all of that done, or make those good referrals.
Yes, and of course there's that. What is this, the Facebook micro-credential series?
Yes, I had the privilege of sitting in on the three-part series that Mary Hartfield from our office did. She is a dynamo in that workshop, and these businesses literally have their laptops up. They bring up their Facebook business page. If they haven't created it, they start it. And then she gives them the ins and outs of how do you develop those pages? What are the engagement points? How do you blog? How do you advertise? Then how does that springboard over into Instagram? And Facebook generously provides a sponsorship for that so that we do not have to charge our clients for that at all. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, when they've uploaded and done the homework, they get those micro-credentials as kind of a Facebook expert. So if they're helping other clients that are marketing, they can kind of wear that badge and really have a lot of great information.
You are part of the Muskegon Business Resource Team, or this BRT. Explain this.
That was kind of a spinoff of what was originally eMERGE. Mm-hmm. And when eMERGE and the system here in Grand Rapids merged, which is now kind of Start Garden is the gatekeeper, and there are so many great resources here. But Muskegon's Business Resource Team has all of those resources, again, like the SCORE, Muskegon Area First, Employers Association, SBDC, the GROW, the Hub. So there are so many great resources, and not all of them are the same, and some overlap, but we're there to help these people get to the next step.
Speaking with Karen Benson, our Entrepreneur Insider. Thanks to guests on behalf of GROW, and of course joining the team back in May, bringing the Lakeshore up to speed. What's your formal title now? Business Development Officer, West Michigan Lakeshore. There you are. I want to get to the seeds of growth here in just a second, but other opportunities that you look for as part of your mission. I mean, you want to build your list of Lakeshore volunteers. You want to meet with business owners, right?
Absolutely. You know, as a business development officer, you'll show up anywhere that where people will have you and let you tell your story. I'm going to a lot of great events on the Lakeshore, meeting with wonderful community leaders and bankers, and just saying, we're here in town, we're here to assist, we're not here to take over, but we're here to supplement and enhance any efforts you have going on to support those entrepreneurs. So by the way, if you hear of people that are in need of our services, the technical assistance, the microloans, we are happy to work with them. And so right now, a lot of what I'm doing is out there meeting with resource providers and meeting with those community leaders, the banks, the Western Market, you name it, anyone that is working with these great people.
No, at least over 22 clients you've served, counseling hours over 57 hours since you kicked off. So, and also, what, a fundraiser event that's planned for October?
Yes, it is. The fundraiser is really an opportunity we feel to let the Lakeshore know, somewhat formally but very informal, that we're here. We're on the Lakeshore to support, from Muskegon to Grand Haven to Holland, all of the business efforts that are going on. We want to give them an update on our efforts and what's going on in Grand Rapids and how we're trying to get that to the Lakeshore. Introduce, you know, the name and the face that I'm there to help out, but really just raise awareness and tell the story. And so it's planned for October 25th on the Lakeshore, and we really hope to just be able to build on that as time goes on from that point.
All this information can be found at a website?
Yes, we are www.growbusiness.org. That one is kind of an invitation event, okay. But we are hoping to tell our story as we do each year at our upcoming fundraiser.
All right, let's talk about Seeds of Growth on Thursday, October 11th.
Absolutely. I have not yet experienced my first Seeds of Growth, so I'm very excited to be a part of the upcoming events. If you want to have a wonderful lunch with about 300-plus people, community leaders, we are having a powerful presentation by local entrepreneurs, many of our Grow clients, and how Grow services and the entrepreneurial services have helped impact their businesses, the successes that they've had. We hand out some awards that day, and it's awareness building as well as, by the way, this is a wonderful fundraiser, and help us support those entrepreneurs as we move forward.
Yes. And long time till December, but it'll be here before you know it. Remind me of your Sparkle celebration.
I will, and I probably failed to mention that the Seeds of Growth is still open for people to buy tickets, attend, have a great lunch, and that's October 11th, 11:30 to 1:30, and it's at the Amway Grand Plaza. But the Sparkle event seems to be that wonderful thing you're looking for in early December on the 6th, early evening. We have vendors there, roughly 18 tables worth of jewelry and clothing and wonderful opportunities to do your early Christmas shopping, have wonderful food, have a few beverages, and get to know the community of entrepreneurs that are out there. So that's December 6th.
Where's that this year again?
I believe that's at the Cascade Country Club.
Yep. Yeah, it's always And again, workshops and training in between to get your business sense on. All right, Karen Benson, well, hey, doing well. A couple months under your reign as Business Development Officer, West Michigan Lakeshore. How do we specifically get a hold of you?
I am at the Muskegon Lakeshore every day but Monday. I'm here in the Grand Rapids meeting with our great team. There's 9 of us now. I don't know if you know that, but we have a great team here in Grand Rapids. I'm the only one out on the Lakeshore, but I feel like I've got my team behind me. It's Kay Benson at growbusiness.org. And I do have a calendar where you can go in, set your own appointment that works for you, and then we can get talking about your business after you've attended that Intro to Grow.
Awesome. Sounds like you're 24/7. Go get them. Yeah. Karen Benson, Grow and more. Thanks for your good words, and congratulations.
Thanks for allowing us to be here.